day four of the general election campaign. You have until tomorrow to register to vote on November the 29th and until Saturday to be a candidate. As Ronan was telling us before the break, the most eye-catching episode of the weekend's campaigning happened in Mullingar, where Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary was speaking at an event on Saturday night to launch the campaign of outgoing local Fine Gael TD and Enterprise Minister Peter Burke. Here's what happened.
I think in Peter we have a candidate who comes from the private sector, which is absolutely vital. The Dáil is full of teachers. Nothing wrong with teachers. I love teachers. I have four children. But I wouldn't generally employ a lot of teachers to go out and get things done.
Teachers' unions, the ASTI, TUI and the INTO, all condemned the comments, as have candidates from across the political spectrum. Our reporter Kate Varley was out and about in Dublin, in Dunleary in County Dublin rather, last night, getting reaction to those comments.
I suppose, you know, he has a valid point in that you do want people with the right expertise in the right job. But on the other hand, teachers are used to working in a very, very busy environment, which honestly people outside teaching, I don't think realise that. So, you know, in the sense of the busyness, I can see that it's a good match for a politician's life.
What do you think of those comments? Do you agree with them?
Oh, no, not at all.
Why not?
I think he's just off the wall. He's only making noise to go for popularity. Usually he's right, but he's totally wrong in this case.
19 former teachers, former principals in the last Dáil. Is that too many?
Probably. And it might say something. But then I think Micheál Martin has done a good job.
It might say something. What does it say?
I don't know. Maybe we're in a little bit of a status quo. A little bit too comfortable.
I just think it's an easy pick for Michael. He likes to pick the low-hanging fruit, but he's never been in a classroom. So if he wants to come into my classroom and give it a try, he's more than welcome.
What skills do you think the people in your profession have that would make them good in the Dáil as politicians?
Well, we work with people every day, obviously. So we've got good people skills. We've good management skills. A jack of all trades. So I think that's why we sometimes get a bad rap.
I think teachers, you know, they're able to multitask and they are very action and they have to be reactive. So I would say absolutely no problem with them been in the Dáil.
I mean, I don't think he was saying necessarily that teachers aren't needed in society. I think he was just making the point that we have had a lot of teachers in the Dáil over the years. Now, one of the best teachers we had was Enda Kenny, who was a brilliant Taoiseach, by the way. But I think his point is maybe we could have a wider a representation from society than just teachers.
That's people in Dunleary speaking with our reporter Kate Varley last night. Meanwhile, Michael O'Leary from Ryanair has expanded on his comments on News Talk Radio this morning.
I think this country is facing enormous challenges over the next decade, where the population is going to rise from 5 to 6 million people. Now, we need lots of teachers delivering excellent education in the classroom, but a Dáil where there is a striking a surplus of teachers in the Dáil is not necessarily one that's going to get things done. I want to see more people enter the Dáil from private enterprise, from the private sector, and that's the energy we'll need if we're going to fix the infrastructure challenges we face and if we're going to provide housing and infrastructure for a population of 6 million people. I think teachers do a great job in the classroom, but I'm not sure that teachers in the Dáil are necessarily the best people to deliver the kind of change and enterprise we need.
That's Michael O'Leary speaking on News Talk this morning. Let's speak now to Dr. Jennifer Kavanagh, a law lecturer at Southeast Technological University and to Hugh O'Connell, political editor at the Sunday Times. Jennifer and Hugh, thank you both very much for joining us this morning. Dr. Kavanagh, what do you make of all this?
Well, I think it's Michael O'Leary saying things off the top of his head to cause headlines, which is quite usual for Michael O'Leary. And I mean, there's two main points. Firstly, teachers do tend to be overrepresented in the Dáil purely because, unlike the public sector, they have special leave allowances where they are actually in the Dáil. There's not many public sector jobs that would allow for a position to remain open for 5 years, constantly filling in with part-time staff, which is what teachers and also lecturers are able to do. So therefore, it is a type of job that facilitates people having political ambitions going in there. And as a number of your people already said on the comments from Dunleary, how teachers have great people skills and everything, maybe Michael O'Leary maybe should be hiring a few more teachers, because people are always giving out about customer service in Ryanair, and it might be to his benefit because they could juggle so much.
Yes, that comment, I wouldn't generally employ a lot of teachers to go out and get things done. Teachers, as we've heard, reacted angrily. I just noticed just one teacher, for example, on X this morning: in a half hour of teaching, I've mopped puke off the floor, comforted an upset child, did regulation exercises with another, distributed lunches, assigned projects while also getting my class, teaching my class effectively. I get things done. I wonder what Ryanair would charge for each service. Hugh O'Connell, how much trouble are Fine Gael in as a result of this?
Yeah, look, Gavin, I think it's pretty bad. I mean, you can see across the newspaper front pages this morning, these are all really bad headlines for Fine Gael. And, you know, I think the issue is not so much that Michael O'Leary would say something like this. I don't think anyone's surprised that Michael O'Leary had said something like this. It's that there's a bunch of Fine Gael supporters in the room who are laughing at it. And it's the fact that Fine Gael was bigging up on its own social media accounts the fact that Michael O'Leary was endorsing Peter Burke, as he has done in successive elections, I think, and was endorsing the idea of Fine Gael getting back into government with Fianna Fáil. So Fine Gael promoting Michael O'Leary, but obviously not promoting those comments, which later emerged. I think it was the Westmeath Examiner which put them out on social media. By my count, Gavin, this is the third successive general election campaign in a row that has started pretty badly for Fine Gael. In 2016, we had the fiscal space. If anyone remembers that row, I don't propose to go back over it again, but it was an issue which Fine Gael fell a cropper on. And then in the last election in 2020, the RIC commemoration on the eve of the campaign, and then this sticky row they got into on the state pension age. So it's a pretty bad start. It is only early in the campaign. There's time to turn it around. But when you start a campaign on the back foot, it does take a good while to recover. And these comments are really cutting through, and they will cut through in the days ahead. I think they'll cut through in the debates. I think they'll be used, as you've already seen, by the other parties to attack Fine Gael. And I think they'll continue to hammer that message in the days ahead, no matter how much Fine Gael tries to move the agenda onto housing as it is today and childcare, I think, later this week.
Before we move on from this, Jennifer Kavanagh, is the support of someone like Michael O'Leary, who a lot of people admire, worth the risk and the ire of teachers?
Well, if you're the candidate, firstly, it's taken the light completely off of you because it's what somebody else said at your lunch. I don't think that getting these big, massive celebrity endorsements actually works in Irish politics. Certainly doesn't seem to be working in American politics. And once you're getting in someone who is known for making off-the-cuff remarks, people are listening to what's going to go wrong as opposed to what are they going to say right about your candidate. So it's completely backfired, taking the focus off both the party and the candidate. And as Hugh said, it's another election where Fine Gael are starting now on the back foot.
Speaking of Donald Trump, Hugh O'Connell, are there any lessons to be learnt as to what happened last week, or indeed questions for those who are likely to lead the next government?
Well, I mean, I think the relentless focus by Donald Trump on you know, proposing solutions, maybe not all of them workable, for the issues that people are facing, the cost of living, meeting voters where they're at, I guess, showed, you know, paid off for him. And I think that's the lesson, I guess, is that, as Jennifer said, celebrity endorsements don't necessarily work. But if you focus on the issues that matter to voters and propose solutions, as I said, these solutions may or may not be workable. I don't think some of Donald Trump's solutions are potentially workable for reviving the American economy. But they are nonetheless meeting voters where they're at, talking about the issues that matter to them and concern them. And I think that's really important in this election for the political parties. I think it's why, for example, you have Sinn Féin. You know, I was really interested to note David Cullinan sitting on the couch at the Week in Politics yesterday with a bunch of policy documents and every so often waving them, childcare, healthcare. These are the Sinn Féin solutions to the issues that are concerning voters, and I think they're going to put a relentless focus on them. I also think, I guess, what the American election campaign shows is, you know, we shouldn't necessarily buy into some of the narratives that emerge, you know, some of the kind of consensus thinking that emerges that, you know, this government, for example, here, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, is on current polling, en route back into office. Campaigns can change things, and we've already seen this campaign having a sizable impact. So we shouldn't rule out, for example, Sinn Féin, who has started this campaign in recent weeks kind of on the back foot somewhat, third in the polls, but that doesn't mean necessarily we should rule out the possibility of Mary Lou becoming Taoiseach at the end of this.
Jennifer Kavanagh, how presidential has this campaign been so far?
Well, to a certain extent, Simon Harris has to run what they would call in the political science literature a presidential campaign, because essentially there's about a third of his team that are not standing for election again. So he can't say, we're brilliant, we have all the people that we need, and watching one third head for the exit door while he's talking. So he has to take the focus onto himself, which means then every other party leader will be up for a similar level of scrutiny. So that's where the presidential element is coming into it. But at the end of the day, it's policies. And as Hugh said, David Cullinan was waving around the policy documents. It's the policies that are actually going to matter, because people are looking at Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, and when they're saying, oh, we'll fix this, we'll fix that, most of Ireland is scratching their heads wondering, did they not realise they've been in government for the past few years? Now, obviously, your constitutional lawyers, your people who are very involved in politics and your political scientists can point out the difference between programmes for government and manifestos. But for the average person who was looking at things getting more expensive, bills going out the door, there's a certain amount where it could be taking the electorate for granted by saying, we can fix all this, yes, but you've been in government for the last 10 years. So there has to be a certain level of honesty there as to why these grand policies they have haven't been put in. For example, the VAT rate. They've just had a budget. They need to have the honesty with the people as to why they couldn't get it across the line. You know, they do have to put blue water between each other that was in coalition without trying to scuttle the coalition ship going forwards. But people are very cynical. They're coming off the trauma of looking at an American election where things were said and then they said they won't happen and now it looks like it will happen. That the general population are very much attuned to listening out for this stuff. And it's kind of surprising that Irish people tend to know so much about American politics, yet don't understand the same nuances when it comes to Irish politics. But there is a certain degree of cynicism out there this year that probably wouldn't be out there any other year of a general election, just coming off the back of the American presidential election, because, look, we all keep an eye on what's going on across over in America.
Up front with Katie Hannah will host a special election programme on housing tonight on RTE One television from 9:35pm and on the RTE player. What else is happening today, Hugh?
Yeah, Fianna Fáil is launching its manifesto. That's a big event for them. We've already seen the trail this morning, for example, that they want to increase the state pension age to €350 and keep the retirement age at 66. And obviously there'll be a raft of other policies in that document as well, some of which they've been trailing over recent weeks. Sinn Féin has a candidate launch, I think, in Dublin, and Labour is also doing an event, I think, in Dublin, Ivana Bacic, this morning with their candidate in Dublin South Central, Dara Moriarty. So the parties are continuing to campaign in earnest. I think AIM2 will be launching their immigration policy as well. So lots of campaigning, lots of national events, and as I mentioned earlier as well, Fine Gael will be launching their housing policy before Simon Harris continues his tour of the country. So it's going to be a very busy day, and it's going to be a very busy 18 days ahead.
Hugh O'Connell and Jennifer Kavanagh, thank you. Full coverage of the election, including constituency profiles, on the RTE News app and website and on the RTE radio player.